Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
To the all-wise, wonderful, living God, in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this evening. Praise God once again, giving God praise, giving God glory. Hallelujah, honor for who he is and all of what he's done. Now, I don't know what you've been through, and I don't know what you've experienced, but I know I thank God for how I've gone through and experienced what I have. And where I still on today, I have breath in my body, roof over my head, a reasonable portion of health, and I have the Spirit of God on the inside of me showing me love. Love to share to those that are in less situation in which I am. I have so much to be thankful for. Many of you out there, I see you 323. God bless you. I see you 708. God bless you as well. I see you 217. God bless you 402. Hallelujah. God bless all those that are joining us on today, letting you know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come before you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and just give God praise, glory, and honor for who he is and reading the Word of God. Then we come also on Mondays where Elder or Brother Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California, praise God, comes forth with his message of encouragement. Letting the Spirit of God use him and work through him. And then, praise God, I come on Sundays with Word. Though we're making transition and bringing the Word on Saturday, which is considered that of the Sabbath day, where we'll be speaking on that as well. Well, the Sabbath, the day God created the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he's rested, and no one has to do anything on that day. Well, let's go into Scripture and see what it says. I want to once again give all honor and praises to God. I want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I also want to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or even into our archives. God bless you. God bless you for listening to our word, listening to our message, and following us. Thank you as well for your support. We appreciate you for all your donations. No matter how small or how big or how grand or how great it is, we thank God for what it is, even if it's just that of prayer. Once again, we give God praise. Once again, we give God glory, honor for who he is and all of what he's done. Well, currently we come forth as we continue reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And I've been seeing several people here in the studio that have been committed to listening to the Word of God. And once again, I do thank you. And in that midst of people, I do thank you for your support. God bless you. Now, as we continue forth, we're here in Joshua chapter 2, or actually, no, we're Joshua chapter 9. And what I had been doing was going back rehashing. We've come from Genesis, where we've talked about the wilderness and how Moses said, "Let my people go," and Noah took them and through the ark, and we speak about how Abraham was known to be the father of many nations. We've also recognized how the lineage and through the lineage, how the commandments and the statutes that God had given unto man that we ought to follow. We ought to serve the Lord thy God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength, and that we ought to have no other gods before him. These are commandments that God gave unto us that we are to follow and obey. Now, I know many of us out here are not considered that of perfect. I'll be the first to tell you, as Paul writes, he was the chief of all sinners. I know many of you out there, even those that are listening, can consider yourself the chief of all sinners. But you know, that's why God, Christ died for us. That he can forgive us of our sins as we stand in Acts 2 and 38, praise God, where it says, if we repent of our sins, repent of our sins, repent of our sins. No matter how great or how small it is, repent of our sins. And then he says in the same scripture that as we repent of our sins, he says for us to be baptized in Jesus' name. Now, this is God letting us know what it is we ought to do. See, in Jesus' name, you know, we ought to be baptized, believing that Jesus Christ died, believing that he rose from the dead, believing that he sits at the right hand of the Father. That's what's important for believers on today as a baptized believer. Don't just be about it with your mouth. Don't just be talking about it just because you want somebody to hear what you got to say and acknowledge it you think you have. Or we think we receive a lot of biblical knowledge and understanding that we just holier than thou and we know everything. But au contraire, we have to be able to humble ourselves. We have to be able to humble ourselves as children. Yet we also have to be an adult to receive the maturity of the word of God, to mature us as we grow older. Once you reach the age of old, how can you go back into your mother's womb? You can't be born again on that account. But that's what the question that Nicodemus had. But yet Jesus Christ gave him that answer. Just like David Shaw is giving you that answer through word and scripture. Realizing that John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. And it's from that when you will be saved. No matter what sin you committed, the only unforgivable sin is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, calling the Holy Ghost, calling the Holy Spirit a lie. And the only thing that is that of perfection is of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit, as you know, according to Scripture, is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit, once again, is God. Now, you choose to believe that if you choose. But for this day, I choose to believe that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. I believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. So as I stand forth, I recognize that I'm not perfect of myself, but yet the Spirit of God, which is of perfection, is that of perfection, which we have opportunity to have that rest on the inside of us. So if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you're not baptized, I ask again, get baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which gives you power to trample over scorpions and serpents, which the scripture says, and all power over the enemy. So if you're wondering why you go through what you're going through, the reason why is because how deep is your prayer life? How strong is your relationship with God? You see, because of my convictions or what transpired in my lifestyle as how one might see your mother have acted or your father has acted, no matter what the relationship may have been or may not have been, the point is that where are you now? Where is your relationship with God now? Our responsibilities as men are to stand up to have true relationship with God the Father in the name of Jesus, that we have to surrender all of how we used to be to put on the whole armor of God, to understand the Word of God by way of the Spirit of God and presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. The Bible lets us know that we are not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So as we read the Word of God, currently we are in Joshua. But as we read the Word of God, receive where you come from. For the truth of history is his story. His story is the history of what the history books have told you. But the Word of God is the history book of what I choose to receive because the Spirit of God of my forefathers rests in the Word of God. Can I get a witness, somebody? I choose to live righteously unto my Father God. So no longer do I put blame on anybody or situations that I experience for why I'm where I'm at. I'm where I'm at because of the decisions that I've made. But the word of God says, if we, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all those things shall be added on. It's at that point that we need not have to worry. In the book of Matthew, it said, don't worry about tomorrow, but take heed of those things that are sufficient for today, and let tomorrow worry about itself. Don't you realize that you and you and you are heirs, and we are joint heirs to the kingdom of heaven, to the King of all kings that has the cow with 1,000 heels? Don't you know he has a mansion with your name on it? Don't you know that my Father is one who provides all of my richness according to his richness and glory? He provides my all. It may not be all of what I want, but it's what I need. And that's what's important on today. Recognizing where you are in your relationship with God. Because when the doors close, how much integrity do you have? For I don't have to show or hide who I am, because what's in me is that of the Spirit of God. And shows in what I do. It shows in what I say. It shows in how I live. I'm not the same man I used to be, and neither should you. If we want to get right, we have to do right. That means we have to dance to a different beat and not practice insanity. For as we know in the rooms of recovery, as we notice, insanity is that of doing the same things over and over, expecting a different result. What time is it for you today? Our Bible reading, praise God, is coming out of the book of Joshua. Amen. Chapter 9. And currently, we're at the point of where we've gone through, praise God, the spies that have been sent to Jericho. Amen. Amen. They went out there to spy out the land and see what they were working with. You know, that's something that we have to learn to do before we jump out there. Sometimes we have to do a research. And then we see how Joshua passes over Jordan. We recognize that as a how it's reminded to the people how their importance, that there's been no pain or sickness throughout the 40 years that they've gone through the wilderness. So let not worry or fear start coming upon you now. And this brings us all the way to the point of the deceit of the Gideonites. This is where we are now. Chapter 9. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side of Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, none in the Hittite, in the Amorite, in the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, in the Jebusite, heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel in one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gideon heard that Joshua had done unto Jericho and unto Ai, they did work willingly, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clotted unto their feet, and old garments unto them. And all the bread of their provisions, garments unto them as dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal, and said unto him, and to the men of Israel, when be come from the far country, now therefore make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto Hittites, peradventure ye dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye, and from whence ye come? And they said unto him, from a far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did in the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, and Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, take victuals and you for the journey, and go to meet them, and ye unto them, and are your servants. Therefore now make ye a league with us. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we come forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these are garments, and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them and let them live. And the princes of the congregation swore unto them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came unto the cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon and Ephrathah and Beera and Kajath, Jerimoth. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. And on the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now, therefore, we may not touch them. This we would do to them. We'll even let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swore unto them. And the princes said unto them, let them live, but let them be whores of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation, as the princes had promised them. And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, wherefore have ye beguiled us
saying, we very far from you when you dwell among us. Now, therefore, ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen. And hours of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, because it was certainly not thy servant. How that the law of thy God was certainly told thy servant. God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from because of you, and have done this thing. And now, behold, we are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us. And so did he unto them, and delivered them out of the land of the children of Israel, and they slew them not. And Joshua made them to that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he should choose. Chapter 10. Now it came to pass when Adoni Zedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel, and were among them, that they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was a great city, as one of the royal cities, it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore, Adoni Zedek, king of Jerusalem, said unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jamma, and unto Japha, king of Lachish, and unto Deber, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, and the king of Hebron, the king of Jarma, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the man of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us. For all the kings of Amorites who dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, for I have delivered them unto thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly, and went up to the Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with the great slaughter of Gideon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Bethron, and smote them in Azekah, and unto Makkedah. And it came to pass, as they fled from there before Israel, and were in the going down of Bethron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven unto them, unto Azekah, and they died. There were more which died with the hailstone than they whom the children of Israel slew the sword. Then spoke Joshua to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gideon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, unto the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, in haste not to go down before the whole day. And there was no day like the before or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel went with him unto the camp of Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in the cave of Makkedah. And it was told Joshua, saying,
The five kings are found hid in the cave of Makkedah.
Joshua said, Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it far to keep them, and stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies, and smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not for enter into the city, for the Lord your God hath delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua,
Open your mouth on the cave and bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave.
And they did so and brought forth those five kings unto them out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said unto the captains and the men of war which went with him,
Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of it. And Joshua said unto them, Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. And afterward Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging upon the trees until evening. And it came to pass at the time of going down to the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the tree and cast them into the cave wherein they had been laid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remained until this very day. And that day Joshua took Makkedah and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof he utterly destroyed, them and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain, and he did to the king of Makkedah as he did unto the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makkedah and all of Israel with him unto Libna, and fought against Libna. And the Lord delivered it also, and the king thereof, into the hand of Israel. And he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain in it, but did unto the king thereof as he did unto the king of Jericho. And Joseph passed from Lebanon, and all Israel with him, unto Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish unto the hand of Israel, which took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all that he had done in Lebanon. Then Hiram, king of Gezer, came up and kept Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. Then Hiram, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. And from Lachish, Joshua passed unto Eglon, and all Israel with him. And they encamped against it and fought against it. And they took it on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword. And all the souls that were therein, he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. And Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, unto Hebron. And they fought against it, and they took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword. And the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls of that were within, he lifted none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but destroyed it utterly, and all the souls that were herein. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron. So he did to Debir, and to the king thereof, as he had done also to Lebna and to her king. So Joshua smote all the countries in the hills, and all the south of the vale, and all of the springs, and all of their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed as the Lord God of Israel commanded. And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon, and all these kings in their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp of Gilgal. Chapter 11. And it came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazor, had heard those things that he sent to Jabob, king of Madon, and the king of Shimron, and to the king of Ashah, and to the kings that were on the north of the mountains, on the plain south of Chinnereth, and in the valley, and in the borders of Dor on the west, and to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and to the Perizzite, and the Jebusite, and to the mountains, and to the Hivite, under Hermon, in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that was upon the seashore, in multitude, with horses and chariots, very many. And when all these kings were met together, they came to the pitch together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up and slain before Israel. They shall blow their horses, burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom, suddenly, and they fell upon them. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them, and chased them into great Zidon and unto Misrabdah, Maim, and unto the valley of Mespah eastward. And they smote them until they let them none remain. And Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade him, hauled their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua at the time turned back and took Hazor and smote the king thereof with the sword. But Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms, and they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not any left to breathe, and he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings and all the kings of them did Joshua take and smote them with the edge of the sword. And he utterly destroyed them as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. And all the spoil of these cities and the cattle, the children of Israel took for a prey unto themselves.
But every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them. Neither left they any to breathe. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took all the land, the hills, and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley of the plain, and the mountain of Israel, and the valley of the same, even from the Mount Halak that goeth up to Seir, even unto Bilgad, at the valley of Lebanon, under the Mount Hermon, and all their kings he took and smote them and slew them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hittites, the inhabitants of Gibeon, or other they took in battle. For it was the Lord that hardened their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses. And all the time came Joshua and cut off the Anakim from the mountain, from Hebron, Debir, from Anab, and from the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakim left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod there remained. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Praise God. Once again, that comes to the conclusion of our reading of the Bible, Joshua chapter 11. I thank you for joining us on today. We rehash and we talk a little bit every time we come on for Bible or for reading of the Word. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today. And I do know that we never could have made it. So God bless you. Until tomorrow.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without.